You are still listening to Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, and tonight's Friday call-in topic, we are talking about investing in yourself and looking the part. We do so with Janine Starkey, who is a designer at House of Janine. Welcome to Money Talk, Janine.
Oh, thanks so much, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Let's start here. Clothes influencing one's outward persona. Talk to us about that. How does that marry into presenting yourself and investing in oneself by looking the part?
I think first and foremost, you need to realize that if we don't invest in ourselves, no one else is gonna. So, I mean, that's key for any person. When they walk up the house in the morning, they need to own their style and own their self-confidence in order to get through the day. When it comes to that first impression, when we meet people for the first time, it only takes the 7 seconds. So that's what they say, seconds to create a first impression. And I'll tell you something, if your first impression is a negative one, it'll take the rest of your career to try and fix it, because that kind of like sticks with people. So you need to ensure that you are putting the best foot forward, that you're choosing the right style. And I think when we use the word investment, from a monetary investment, absolutely, clothes do cost money. So there's grooming, and so there's a good hairstyle and a good haircut and a good pair of shoes. But what's really important is about the time investment. I think that is often forgotten. And so many people say to me, you know, I just don't have the time in the morning. And that's absolute nonsense. You know, take extra 5 minutes and think about your style. Think about what you're going to wear on your body that day to make sure that you are putting your best foot forward for your day.
Janine, personally, I can relate to everything that you've just said. And that extra 5 minutes in my day as a mom, as a working mom, especially, and a wife, sometimes I don't have that 5 minutes. What am I selling myself short of in investing that 5 minutes to say, maybe put on mascara and a bit of lipstick and maybe put on the heels instead of the flats? How do I reconcile with I'm putting myself out there as a brand as opposed to I'm just going to do what I do, even for me who's in radio?
Well, you've got to remember that when you put on the heels, and it doesn't have to be 6-inch stilettos, it's some elevation, just a little bit of something else, you know, just a little bit of elevation. When you put on that lip gloss, when you put on that mascara, it does make a difference. You cannot tell me if you go into the studio and you're having a bad hair day, and you've got a broken nail, and you've got a rip in your stocking, or whatever the situation is, that you are having a good day, that your day is just going to run smoothly. It just doesn't. That is just a fact of life. When it comes down to putting that little bit of extra time, and if you're struggling, do it in the evening. Pour yourself a glass of wine and set out your outfit for the day. Put that little bit of time, and you know that when you jump out of bed and you go and get you ready for the day, you're prepared. And a lot of time can be saved in the morning if you are prepared in the evening. And it's those kind of little tips and tricks that can enable your day and make you feel confident. Now, I talk about a story when I do a keynote, and we speak about that feeling that you've gone out and you've bought an outfit for a specific occasion. Call it a wedding, for example, and you've bought this outfit, and everything works with this outfit. Your shoes match perfectly, your hair's been done, your makeup's been done, you put the dress on, and you just know that you look sensational. And you walked into a room, and your husband, your boyfriend, your lover, whoever's in your life, said to you, "Oh, babe, you look incredible." You can't tell me that you don't glow for the rest of the day. You just do. You ooze a different kind of confidence. My challenge to our clients is simple. You need to feel that every day of your life. Now, we know life is crazy, and we try and make it as simple as we can for our clients. But at the end of the day, it does take those extra couple of minutes, like it does to go to gym or like it does to go on a good health eating plan. It takes energy and effort to look good. And that's just a fact of life. And you need to put that little bit of time investment in.
It definitely does make a super difference. And putting that extra bit of time makes a lot of sense. Now, the sense has to come with sense. And is it an expensive exercise? What tips do you have for our listeners in terms of how do they make this work with what they have?
You know, the old saying of it's not what you wear, it's how you put it together, it's you know, how you wear it, that is a real thing. That is absolutely the foundation of understanding style for you. As far as budget is concerned, I mean, we do a whole talk on budget buying because it's such a reality in today's day and age. Firstly, you get people who just don't want to invest in themselves, which I totally respect. And then you get the people who just don't know how to. So my recommendation is always, I always say the wealth of a person, or if you look at somebody and they look like they are expensive, 9 times out of 10 it's because they're wearing a good shoe or because they're well-groomed. You can pretty much get away with anything, even if you want to wear the cheapest of brands. If you put it on your body, if it fits well and it's cut well and the colors work well for your skin tone, you pair it with a good pair of shoes and you're well-groomed, in other words, your hair is done, you've got a little bit of lipstick on and mascara's on, you will look like you stepped off the cover of Vogue magazine in a heartbeat. I don't doubt it for a second. You know, spending, taking out a second bond in order to buy a new wardrobe is nonsense. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
Most of us have got the right clothing in our cupboard. We just don't know how to put it together to make it look good and to make sure that it's cut and fit to perfection on our bodies. When we feel that, we naturally feel like $1 million. And I believe 100% that it's not about how much money you spend on a garment. I'm not saying that hood group is needy is good neither. That's a fact, and that all of the concepts are real saying. But I don't believe it's the core of looking good every day. Not at all.
I like that you raised that. And my next question was going to be about essential clothing items. For any guy or any woman out there, the black dress for a woman, the tailored suit or the tailored shirt or the blazer that you may rely on just for that added feel. Talk to us about how you can pull certain items to make you look and feel that much more presentable.
Firstly, I would say the basics of a wardrobe for somebody that is in the corporate world or in the business world that wants to dress for success, that little phrase, dress for success, I love that, is that you need to have a well-cut tailored pair of trousers. Tailoring is everything. Power comes in tailoring. So whether it is a good cut jacket, can be any color, can be any length, any shape, but it's got to be a well-cut tailored jacket. And that goes for men and women. A blazer goes a long way.
That was designer Janine Starkey talking to us on our Friday call-in discussion, discussing investing in yourself and looking the part.